was fun, fun, fun. When we were laughing, it was fun, fun, fun. Oh, it was fun. Oh, well, I'll look at you and say, it's the happiest that I've ever been. And I'll say, I no longer feel I have to be James Dean. And she'll say, yeah, well, I feel, oh, pretty happy too. And I'm always pretty happy when I'm just kicking back with you and making love, love, love. All through our bodies and love, love, love. All through our minds it'd be love, love, love. All over her face and love, love, love. All over mine, and though we're merely all these moments are just in my head, I'll be thinking about them as I'm lying in bed. True, but in my mind I'm having a pretty good time with you. Oh, in 5 years' time, I might not know you. In 5 years' time, we might not speak of. In 5 years' time, we might not get along. In 5 years' time, you might just prove me wrong.
Fun-filled Friday, and we got Ali B in to enhance our sense of humour for us.
Hayes FM, weather and travel update.
But before all that, let's look at the weather and travel. It'll be generally dry and bright with a fair amount of hazy sunshine today. Your maximum temperatures 19 degrees Celsius, 66 Fahrenheit. Tonight, generally fine through the evening and dry overnight. Your minimum temperatures about 8 degrees Celsius, 46 Fahrenheit. Saturday, rather a lot of cloud at times for the day, but mostly dry, maximum temperatures 20 degrees Celsius, which is 68 degrees Fahrenheit, which is not bad for October, it has to be fair. As far as the travel's concerned, no problems on the roads locally, but of course, different if you're using public transport because of industrial action affecting First and Metro Line services today. There are no buses or severely reduced services on a whole host of bus lines. It'd be like calling bingo to go through all this lot. But I can tell you that the routes locally that I know of are affected on 91, 140, 207, 282, E1, E3, E5, E6, E7, E9, and E10, and the U1, U2, U3, U4, U5, and U10. So those are the sort of routes that you use regularly. Well, it's a bit more exercise today, or the minicab, or whatever other alternative routes you can muster to do whatever it is you have to do. So be warned.
Have we missed something? Call the Jamline on 020 8099 2226 or text the word LIVE followed by your travel news to 60300. Normal text charges apply and only contact us if it's safe to do so.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. How's your gigs going in Manchester last week? Did you rock them in the aisle?
I did, yes. They're always very good and polite up in Manchester. They always clap and things. If you do a little poem or a song in between, they always give you a nice little clap.
Do they?
Yeah, so all the other comedians backstage think, oh, our jokes are really good, she's getting a clap, but actually it's a little ruse.
It's probably trying to warm their hands up there. It's been nippy this time of year, isn't it?
There is that, yeah.
Moving on. So what have you been looking at?
Okay, well, I have a couple of local items, actually. Some TV news, some science, and some animal stories, and then I've got a little story that might disturb you a tad.
Really?
Yes.
I'm easily disturbed.
I'll leave that to the end.
Okay.
Okay, first local news. A local gardener was ordered to take down barbed wire to protect thieves. A gardener who fenced off his allotment patch with a single strand of barbed wire to protect it from thieves has been ordered to take it down in case intruders hurt themselves.
Oh. That's sweet.
Bill Malcolm, 61, bless him, was told to remove it on health and safety grounds by the local council. He put up the wire after thieves had struck three times, right, stealing more than 300 quid's worth of equipment. Officials instructed Mr. Malcolm to remove the waist-high wire from his plot. He said, "It's absolutely ridiculous. All I want to do is protect my property, but the wire had to go just in case the thief scratched himself."
Something's gone off the rails.
It's crazy. It's kind of funny, but not really funny at the same time. A Tesco store refused to sell barbecue sauce to a woman without ID.
Sorry, without ID?
Yes.
Barbecue sauce?
Because it contained a tiny amount of alcohol, and she couldn't prove her age. The supermarket chain defended the policy, saying it wanted the staff to err on the side of caution. Is it err or err? It's spelled E-double-R.
Err. Err.
Sounds like a Bristol word, doesn't it? Err on the side of caution.
Voila.
So, we're very cautious. TV news now. Jennifer Lopez has said this week that she's had a nervous breakdown in the past because apparently she wears so many hats in the industry. Okay. Now, Boy George wears a lot of hats and he doesn't have nervous breakdowns all the time, does he? So, I think that's a very good reason. This is a good one. On BBC on Tuesday, one to watch, The One Show, BBC's The One Show, an MI6 spy disguise slipped during a television interview when his fake moustache fell off. A fake moustache? I mean, it's like old Sean Connery, James Bond kind of stuff, isn't it? The agent, known only as John, was the first spy to appear on camera, was being interviewed in disguise for BBC's The One Show. During the interview, the heat of the lights made the adhesive weaken on his moustache. He was touching his upper lip constantly, and it was clear that the edge of his moustache was peeling away slightly, and he was very aware of what was happening. He was very good about it, and he said, "I'll just take it off completely." And if he hadn't, it would have just fallen to the floor, so he put it in his pocket and made some sort of joke about it. Thinking, what if it was in one of those Poirot, you know, with that moustache? It says, "The moustache incident will not be screened," which is a shame. When the interview is broadcast, they're showing the interview, but they're not showing the moustache bit, so I'm not quite sure.
Oh, it's not the same.
They're going to edit. He's going to have a moustache at the beginning and nothing
at the end.
I don't know. Here, a spokesman for the Foreign Service would not comment on the incident, but confirmed the spy was the first to appear on screen. So they won't comment about the moustache, but they'll tell everyone he really is a spy. So it's all weird, isn't it?
How bizarre.
Oh my goodness.
Are they all walking around here in disguises?
I know.
Wigs.
Blue curly wigs or something.
Glasses with clear lenses.
Exactly. The mind boggles, really.
Spot the spy. Maybe we should do it. Hey, it's ice cream this afternoon.
Yeah.
Spot the spy. Yeah. What's the thought?
I love that show, The Spooks. It's good, isn't it? Okay. There was a man pepper sprayed for laughing at his TV. A man laughed so hard at a comedian on TV, he ended up being pepper sprayed at his home by police and spent the night in a police cell naked. Right? Chris Cocker, no pun intended there, from Blackburn, laughed so much while he was watching Have I Got News For You? That he fell off the sofa. The neighbour downstairs heard a thud, called the police, because he'd fallen off the sofa and hysterics hit the floor. Next thing, police banged the door down, pepper sprayed him, bundled him into a van, took him to a police station, stripped him naked and made him spend the night in a cell. The BBC said, Lancashire police said the officers used the pepper spray after fearing for their safety when Mr. Cocker became aggressive. Now, I would never believe that Ian Hislop and Paul Merton have this effect on someone to get arrested.
Quite amusing.
They're very funny.
I didn't think it'd go to that degree.
I know.
And just out of interest, why did they strip him naked?
I don't know. Do you need to elaborate on that part of the story?
I don't think they want to. I don't think I want to know anymore.
I don't mind. Anyway, okay, science now, right? New glasses can find lost car keys. Have you heard about this?
No.
Scientists have invented a pair of glasses that will help you remember where you put your car keys. Okay. The smart goggle records everything the wearer sees and can recognise objects, right, according to the Daily Telegraph. So, you can tell the glasses what you're looking for, and the technology will show you when and where you last saw it, right? In future, the glasses will be more intelligent than the wearer and able to identify objects their owner doesn't even recognise. What use is that to you?
None at all.
The experimental model is too large for everyday use, but scientists are working on miniaturizing it. How big is it? A giant, like a TV cell, something on your head.
Probably TV cell.
Where's my I just want to get the bus.
What? Lopsided.
Yeah.
Exactly, TV, yeah. On your shoulder.
Weightlifting.
What
are you doing for? I can't find the glass. Right, in theory, the only question that the glasses will not be able to answer is, can you guess?
What's on tonight at 9 o'clock?
Possibly. Apparently it's where have I put my glasses? I can't make that bit up.
I could probably do that because I lost one of those memory sticks this morning.
Oh, really?
Why? I mean, I was looking for it anyway. Why call it a memory stick when I keep forgetting
what
you're
about?
Should be called a forget-me-stick.
Exactly, and then you wouldn't forget it.
No.
Yeah,
no. That's true.
What else? I think this is the one that I particularly like. Dogs can catch yawns. Have you heard about this?
I have heard about this, actually. It's a lovely story.
It is. A team from the University of London wanted to know whether dogs, known to be highly skilled at reading humans, could read human yawn signals, right? According to the BBC. The team found that 21 out of 29 dogs yawned when a stranger in front of them had yawned first, right? By contrast, no dogs yawned when the person did not yawn. Case lazy proof. Researchers believe that these results are the first evidence that dogs have the capacity to empathise with humans. Now, I've got two dogs, and anyone who knows about dogs, of course they empathise with humans, you know. But
of course.
So all these people sitting in a room, lining up all these cute dogs yawning all day.
Have you ever tried in a room full of people, right? And it works with them as well.
Really?
You try.
I'm going to try on the tube.
Yeah, I would. You try. Start yawning, and before you know where you are, the two people opposite you that try, they'll be yawning.
Really?
It's not just dogs. No, it is.
Really?
Yeah, try it.
I read my book upside down on the tube just to see if anyone kind of looks, but no one ever does.
Well, so many Australians on planes don't.
I think you should be on comedy instead of me, actually. okay, as well as me. I need the money. Scientists working for a Japanese whiskey manufacturer say they have created blue roses. Right. Suntory, the firm behind Yamazaki Whiskey, have not yet set a price for the new rose, but they hope to sell hundreds of thousands of blooms next year. Now, this is a whiskey firm. They've all of a sudden, I think they're probably sitting around drinking it. They must, what can we do? Well, I know. Let's invent a blue rose.
Why not?
Must be the whiskey fumes or something.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Okay, my last story here is, okay, this is the one that may upset you. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. You may have heard about this. I'm ready to be
okay.
Should I have a hanky?
Hold on. You could possibly need a hanky, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it might make you laugh, however. DJ forgets to hit live button. Did you hear about this?
No.
Okay, I hope you don't know this one. DJ Andy Greener broadcast for an hour unaware that he was not live and that listeners could not listen to him. Oh, bless you, going a little bit pink. Okay. Andy Greener, a volunteer DJ at Radio Teesdale, forgot to press a crucial button to make his show live. He was alerted to his mistake when his station manager listening at home tried to call in. Peter Dixon repeatedly tried to alert the DJ to his mistake, but the former police officer known to listeners as Mr. Andy was too busy presenting his show to answer the phone.
Oh, it's lovely. Actually, you know, I have done that in my time. Not
have
quite
you?
Like that. I'm recording a programme, an hour-long programme. I've got to sort of 55 minutes into it.
Yeah.
It's not recording,
is it?
Oh, no. Shouldn't really admit to that, should I, really?
You said you felt uncomfortable with the media attention, but any publicity for the station is absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely right.
So maybe we should do it now, what do you think?
My mother-in-law phoned me last night at home.
She said,
isn't it terrible? What's happened? She said, where am I going to get all my frozen food from now?
No.
She said, Iceland's gone bust. No, not Iceland. The banks in Iceland might have lost a bit of money, but the store seems to be doing all right.
Is that really cheap?
It doesn't get out much.
The headlines for the Iceland thing are funny. There's things like, you know, shares are sliding away and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if they, you know, these puns are intentional or not, you know, but it's like not really that funny when people's money is going down the drain.
Quite right.
Yes.
So where are we off to this week then?
I'm off to Milton Keynes on Friday.
Really? Concrete Sheep? You into it?
I've never been there before.
Have you?
No.
But The roads are something else.
Is it far? How far is it from London?
It's about 45 minutes from London, so it's about, what, 33 miles, 40 miles?
Oh, right, OK. I thought it would take about 4 hours.
Well, that's the way you go.
I was going to leave at 4 in the afternoon.
If you're walking, it might be.
Traffic and everything, so.
Well, yes, then what? One and turn left, and you'll hit by a concrete sheet. You'll have it.
OK. I've got a couple of gigs in Birmingham as well.
All right.
I love the Brummies. Yeah, Brummies.
The Brummies.
Yeah, and one in Gloucester. We don't say anything about Gloucester.
No. You might want to go again.
Yeah. So that's it.
As ever, thank you very much for putting
you.
A smile on our Friday face.
Thank you for making me laugh.
Classic hits, best new tunes, and world music. All brought to you by Hayes FM. Fancy kick it out with your mates. When it comes to five-a-side, goals is a whole new ball game. Playing a league, tournament, or both. And when you're done, kick back in the fully licensed bar where you can watch all live Premiership games on our mega screen. We can also cater for anything with our free function hire. From kids' parties to birthday parties, even corporate events. Big Beckham, Pele, Joe Cole, anyone you like, but be here. Just dust off the kit bag and give us a visit. You won't be disappointed. Phone goals, 0208-606-0999. Or visit us at Springfield Road or Shepperston Lane in Hayes. Girls, this is the beautiful game.
Almost half of the UK's carbon dioxide emissions come from things we all do every day. That's why we, the Energy Savings Trust, are asking everyone to commit to save 20% of the energy they use. Consider some of the following. When making hot drinks, only boil as much water as you need. Turn appliances off standby, replace 3 bulbs with energy-saving ones, and wash your laundry at 30 degrees. If we all commit to save 20% of the energy we use every day, together we can fight climate change. What do you say? Visit our website, energysavingstrust.org.uk.
How would you like to become part of the 91.8 Hayes FM listener panel? We're looking for people from all backgrounds in all areas that we broadcast to, and all we ask, when you can, have a listen. Then every 3 months or so, join us and tell us what you think, what you like, what you do not like, what's good and what can be better. So if you like the idea of a listener panel, then get in touch on office@hayesfm.org or write into the Media Centre, 54A Station Road, Hayes, Middlesex, UB3 4DF. A real opportunity to have a real say.
Without Prejudice, 91.8 Hayes FM.
Die, 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 die